The thousands of downtown Portland crows that have been leaving messes while making the city their seasonal home are being pushed out with the help of trained hawks. We talked with the head falconer, Court Clayton, the owner of Integrated Avian Solutions.
So the crows, they come into our downtown to sleep and to roost during the winter. They come, they're smaller numbers that come year-round, but in the winter, that's where the bulk of the population roosts and where the major problems occur. What we do is we deploy a team of falconers and their hawks, and we move around in that space, all those 70 blocks where they want to be, and we make them uncomfortable. We haze them is what we do. We don't chase them directly. Our hawks will occasionally go after a flock, but mostly it's a pretty casual chase and nobody gets hurt, but they don't like it one bit. They always go the other direction from wherever we are. And with a team of us, we can push around enough in strategic ways to essentially evict them from that entire area. And they'll trickle back in after we're done for the night. Small numbers will trickle back in, but overwhelmingly, the group stays out of our downtown core and starts to redistribute in other parts of the city.
Do you have any idea how long it takes for them to return?
Right. So birds are a challenging problem, and crows maybe more than some other species. They're intelligent, they're gregarious, they're social, they're very resourceful, and they can be pretty determined and stubborn. So in the case of the crows, and this applies to most of our projects, the bird problem doesn't ever completely go away, meaning left unattended, the crows would be right back in downtown. If we walked away for a couple of weeks, they'd be right back at it. So we stay at it all winter long, from October through April, until they're done roosting for the winter or done with their large communal roosting behavior. And then they go back to doing springtime crow things, which is mostly, you know, getting ready to breed and all that nonsense.
That's fascinating. You're obviously an expert in this field. Did you think when you started doing what you do that you would be drawn into the city?
Right. So I am a biologist, and falconry is a long time hobby of mine, and it's now my business, but it's a second career. So I did environmental work and as a biologist for 15 years, and then I turned my hobby into a business. No, I never quite expected that. I never was drawn to urban type work, and the crows are a pretty unexpected problem and a very unique challenge in that, well, let's face it, we fly hawks and falcons, which do their thing during daylight hours, and almost all of our work is during the daytime. So we fly hawks and falcons around at vineyards and berry farms and cherry orchards and grass and clover fields and scare birds out of those places. But nighttime crows in the middle of the city was kind of a different thing. So we had to overcome some challenges. First and foremost was, can our hawks operate in that environment? And it proved pretty quickly that they could. And it's different than daytime for sure. And there's a learning curve, but they learn to get around and find their footing and make all their landings appropriately, and nobody gets hurt. So yeah, there were a number of challenges.
For more on falconry, you can go to avian-solutions.com or our website, kxl.com.